Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and I'm joined once again by our Sports Information Director, James DeBoer, who certainly has his hands full with a whole variety of activities going on. Fortunately, track and field only goes on the weekend, so we don't have that, but we've got certainly a lot going on, particularly with the snow and the rain that we've had earlier. Baseball and softball is backed up. We've got Division III week coming up, got a few other activities that are going on. But most of all, we're coming to a very quick screeching halt, it feels like, and yet we're still going at 60 or 70 or maybe even 80 miles an hour.
Feels like 80, yeah.
Yeah, right. We're only about 3 or 4 weeks away from the end of the school term, which of course means the kids are extremely busy. We've always said that the week before finals is actually more stressful than the week of finals, because that's when all the papers and projects are due and all the procrastination starts to catch up with them. All students do that, not just athletes. And so it does feel like that. We're trying to get all the evaluations done. We're trying to meet with kids, senior exit interviews. There's just all kinds of stuff that's going on, and it just feels really, really scattered. We got our special senior recognition banquet coming up for athletics in a couple of weeks, and so a lot of details related to that, special awards. It's just a flurry of activity, and then it's done. So we're going to try to make this brief because we got to keep on the road and keep on going things. So James, why don't you update us on what some of the activities have been of the teams and their involvement, what they've been doing so far.
Well, you mentioned seniors. Let's start with men's volleyball. We had senior night just Wednesday night in Yoder Arena, the final home match of men's volleyball of the year. They played host to number 9, Stevenson. It was a great time to recognize the 5 seniors in the team, the importance and the roles they've played over the last 4 years, and especially this year with all of them starting for the most part this whole year. So it was great to recognize that. Unfortunately, on the court, we ended up on the short end of a 5-game decision. Very exciting game against the Mustangs. The Royals came out, played great in the first 2 games, and won the first 2, and then Stevenson came back and win extra points in game 4. Game 5 had these wild swings, and we actually led 12 to 9, and then gave up the last 6 points to lose 15-12 in the deciding game. So disappointing loss, very disappointing loss. Also very hurtful on the conference side of things. We slipped to 1-4 in conference play, and just 3 more matches left for the volleyball men this weekend at the big conference weekend. But the trick is only the top 3 teams in the CVC East will advance to the conference tournament the following weekend. Right now at 1-4, we are in last place. And basically this weekend, we need to win all 3 of our matches and then hope for somebody to win and lose correctly. We need help, I think, at this point to get our way in if we can sweep all 3 this weekend. So the back's definitely against the wall for the volleyball men to make the conference tournament. But the fun part about the guys this year is we've seen they can play with every team. They just have to get that consistency down, but they certainly have the ability to play with all these teams. So I think it should be a lot of fun this weekend. We'll see if we can come out with that sweep and get the help, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're in the Southeast Pennsylvania area, the Cairn University is hosting the CVC weekend this weekend up in Langhorne, and just a great chance to watch a lot of volleyball. Our men play 1 game Friday night against Cairn and then 2 more on Saturday at 10-4 against Juniata and Teal. So if you're in the area up there, make sure you check out the volleyball.
Yeah, just a point of clarification, if you haven't, we haven't said it before, Cairn University, which is CAIRN, I believe,
yes,
is actually the former Philadelphia Biblical University.
Yes.
So if you know it as PBU and you're in that area, that's where you're headed for, is Langhorne, Pennsylvania, and Cairn University, formerly PBU. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That was a very, very disheartening, probably devastating loss to them. Like you say, game 4 went there. The question is, again, how do you become consistent and how do you finish strong? And clearly they weren't able to do that. And certainly they wanted to and you desire to. It would be interesting for them to reflect sometime going back. One of the things that we are going to be doing here in the near future is I'm giving a chapel talk on how to finish strong. And I want to refer to what to do in the fourth quarter of the basketball game, what to do in the last game of the volleyball match. How do you finish the last 400 meters of a 5K race, and what's going to be the pressure? We've seen that in some different situations, whether it be softball, volleyball, whatever. I don't know, and they don't know why they didn't play well and bring off the win, but no doubt about it, it's been very, very devastating for them. Just one more point of clarification, because we use these terms kind of loosely because we're familiar with them. it is a conference tournament this weekend. It's called a conference tournament, but it's actually the regulation league play or conference play. And then the following week is the actual conference postseason tournament is maybe what we should clarify, just so you're aware of that, because the CVC has been playing their conference regular season matches on weekends, with the exception of this one with Stevenson. Next year, we'll get into a little bit different because the schedule's different. We have some new teams coming in. So, yeah, definitely difficult for the men, seniors, et cetera, and all of that, and where they go from there. But that's part of it, and they'll certainly take it and learn from it. So what else we got going on?
Well, both baseball and softball teams looking to rebound right now, both of them on four-game losing streaks, season highs for both teams, actually. Softball had a disappointing doubleheader loss at Bridgewater, rival Bridgewater Wednesday. Certainly tough for the women, but we've talked about it a little bit in the past, and it's still, I think it's still kind of the case. It's a very young team for us. We don't have a lot of upperclassmen, and so they're very talented, but sometimes it's just an adjustment getting into conference play and rival play against Bridgewater. I'm sure the Eagles were very geared up against us 2 years ago. We went to their place and took a couple of exciting wins from them, and so you know, the Eagles ready for us. Tough losses for the two softball games. They head to Emory and Henry this weekend. Now, maybe in years past, we would say, oh, Emory and Henry, there's a good chance for a couple of wins. Well, the Wasps are much improved. They went to the ODAC tournament last year. Their power numbers actually amongst the national leaders for Emory and Henry. So that should be a really interesting matchup for the softball team this weekend on the road. The baseball team lost a non-conference game to Southern Virginia on Wednesday. They come home this weekend, two doubleheaders. On Sunday, we play thanks to a snowout from last month. We'll hear that story all month long.
Gotcha.
But Saturday, we host Guilford at noon. And Sunday, we host Randolph-Macon at 12:30. So a couple of great chances to see the baseball team come out. Love some huge crowds out there because it's tough for any baseball team to play four games in 2 days, all-conference games. Our pitching depth maybe not quite as deep as some of the other teams, so let's make up for that with a huge crowd out there. And it sounds like it's going to be fantastic weather. Fingers crossed. We, you know, it's always the forecast. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But it sounds like it's going to be great weather for baseball this weekend.
No, it should be a good weekend to be out there. We will be having giveaways during the baseball game. We'll mention that here in just a little bit. Yeah, you mentioned the softball team. Certainly going down to the rival is always tough. And in talking to Coach McCurdy after the match games last night when he came back, the other night when he came back, it was, you know, I said, well, you only had two errors. He said, no, there were a lot of mental errors and decision-making and going to the wrong base and things like that, which typically you would say that has something to do with the nerves and the stage and everything else. And you're right, they're very young. And we know that one of the features that J.D. McCurdy as a coach has always had is he has his teams ready to play when they get down to Salem to the ODAC tournament. So as long as they can stay in the hunt and qualify and get down there, you never know what's going to happen. Baseball team is going to really show their lack of depth, I think, here in the next little while. And then they turn right around after the two doubleheaders, and on Wednesday get Bridgewater. And that doesn't – you better go six or seven deep in pitchers, and I don't think we have that. So he's trying to keep them motivated, keep them in there. They're still in the hunt. Most everybody except Bridgewater has at least five losses, so they're still right there. Certainly this weekend is going to tell a lot for it as well. And hopefully we'll get some warmer weather, too. I think they'd like to play in some warmer weather. But certainly the pitchers, it'll be interesting to see now because the pitchers, they know that their backs are against the wall as well. And if they don't come out and throw really strong and effectively, then you go deep into the bullpen already in your first doubleheader. And the next day you have another doubleheader. And then 3 days later you play again. So it will be interesting to see how they do. But I think he's got them headed in the right direction.
Well, it's, of our other sports, I mean, you've talked already about how we're coming to this screeching halt running 80 miles an hour. Track and golf have one more event left before their conference tournament. So the end of the season is coming really quickly for those sports. Track is at Lynchburg this weekend, or in the town of Lynchburg at Liberty, and that's their final warm-up. They'll have an off week the following week, and then the ODAC Championships are the next weekend in Lexington. So things are wrapping up for the track teams rather quickly. It feels like they just started the outdoor season. But they're still doing well, still setting program records. I think there's a few nagging injuries hanging on, and Coach Lukowitz would like to see all his athletes get healthy for the ODAC Championships. But we'll see what they do this weekend at their final warm-up. The Golf Championships also coming up in just a couple of weeks, the 21st through 23rd. It's a Sunday through Tuesday is the ODAC Championships, both the men and the women playing at Bay Creek Resort and Club. It's in Cape Charles, Virginia. That's the ODAC Championships. Each team has one more warm-up to get ready for that. The men are playing this weekend in Roanoke. The women will get next weekend, a one-day event on the 13th up in Maryland at hosted by Stevenson University. But golf also wrapping up really quickly, coming flying to the end of the school year.
Yep, no, there's no doubt about it. Everything's coming to a conclusion really quickly. This coming week also is Division III week, which we've announced a couple of times here. The video clip that Kurt Kendall, the AD at Bridgewater, and I put together to promote Division III week has started to appear on television. At least somebody told me that lunch today.
I've heard the report. It's been seen.
And they've been doing it on the radio. But I thought a lot about it on the way in today, thinking about all of the what I would call negative news that has been coming out about things that are going on in Division I, whether it be the referee that talked about maybe teeing up a coach. You talk about Auburn is being investigated now for paying athletes to return to come back instead of going pro and changing some grades. You've got a Rutgers men's basketball coach that is fired based upon his actions during practices, and then you've got the AD president saying the AD's job is okay because he brokered a good deal to get him. It just feels really out of control when you look at some of that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, too many people, in my opinion, look at our sports program through that particular vision and perspective and figure that that's happening everywhere. And D3 week really then gives us an opportunity to say, no, we do things differently here. Even though our kids are missing classes, even though it is expensive to take the softball team to Emory and Henry, even though we are out recruiting as hard as we can to find the best athletes we can, some people still feel like that is getting out of balance and out of focus. And I want us to be able to say at Division III, no, we do have things in focus because you talk to our athletes and you'll find out that they are glad that they can have a life outside of the sport and that they can be involved in other activities and that there are a wide variety and that we're not going all over the country to play. We're focused on regional competition and just go on and on. And so much of the time, we're just looked as the one that doesn't give scholarships. Clearly, when you take the business aspect, and you can't really take all of the business aspect out because ours is a business too. We recognize the fact that if we are successful, if we put a good product on the floor, on the field, we're going to get people to come. And that is income, and people want to advertise with us and all that. So the finances still come into play even at the D3 level, but I want us to clearly come to understand that our focus is on the student athlete. It's not on how much money we can make and what we're going to jump to a conference and this and that. So this will give us a great opportunity to do that. And a couple of very special activities we have planned. I said there's going to be some giveaways. And the one giveaway is going to be t-shirts that say EMU on one side, Division III NCAA on the other. No purchase necessary. We'll just be giving those out at the baseball games this week and then the softball and baseball games during the coming week. We are having a competitive blood drive between Bridgewater and EMU. Ours is going to be on Friday the 12th from 12 until 6. Anybody who wants to could come in and donate blood on our behalf at EMU, and we'll see how much there is. We're going to need a lot of help because they have twice as many people, I think, down there on their campus as we do. So that might help a little bit. And so we need your help to do that. And then also during the week or else the following, those dates are still being taken care of. We are putting together groups of student athletes and coaches who are going to go into our local middle schools and talk to 7th and 8th graders about college sports and where they're going. Because again, all they see on TV is the dream of what they see in the Final Four. And that's what's being promoted, and that's their image all the time. We want to talk a little bit more about what this experience has been and find out that ours is a very different experience. So we have those things planned. Actually, there's a group of students who, out of a class project, next Monday night are going to host a discussion and panel in Common Grounds here on campus about stereotypes that hurt, particularly as it relates to athletics and how understandings can really increase our friendships and interactions. So we're going to look a little bit about how that is viewed from athletics and athletes and stereotypes and how they fit and don't fit and some of that. It's going to be a good discussion, I believe. Next week, we also have a group that is starting to study some of our sustainability efforts within athletics. If you're not aware, EMU is taking a very strong and active position on sustainability in a whole variety of ways. And we're going to look at that as well, whether it be transportation, paper cups for drinks, hand dryers, towels, the whole nine yards of recycling of programs. So that again is something you'd never have happen at a Division I level. So this does give us a great opportunity. So I encourage you to read whatever you can about Division III during the week, whether it be on the webpage, whether you want to call me, I'd be glad to provide you with something. So we do want to promote our student athletes. And again, it's one of the great things about the end of the season and the end of the school year, even though it's really, really busy, we also have several ways in which we really give awards out and honor people and recognize all the value that's been done, say goodbye to the seniors. And we'll talk about that probably a little bit more in a coming week. So thanks for joining us. Be ready for Division III week. Do all you can to learn about who we are, both as Division III as well as EMU. And thanks for your support. And give us a call anytime for your suggestions, ideas, and hope to see you out here at some of the games. Until we talk together again next week, I invite you to make it a great week.